Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Man, it's time for a little college football. Brett McMurphy, college football insider at On3 Sports, joins us and always nice enough to find a little bit of time for us. Brett, as I say good morning to you, were you surprised at all on the final outcome of that Canes and the way the Canes won that game against the Gators?
No, I knew Miami would win. I was pretty confident Miami would win. I got to the point where I started researching the last time Florida had been shut out after the first half. Obviously they were able to score. Miami did, what I thought they'd do and what they've been able to do all season. They continue to, be much improved defensively compared to last year. And the offense, the offense does what's needed to win each week. And that's all, and they need to worry about. And, I hear this a lot nationally. I'm sure you guys do too. The more the season goes on, I keep hearing more and more about how Miami, looks like the legitimate national title contender. Now, before we crown him, let's keep in mind that, nobody's ever won the national title in September, kind of like nobody's won the Heisman in September, right? But certainly the first third of the season, they look really, really good, and they still don't have to leave the state till November, so they can enjoy another month in sunny Florida. But so far so good, and there are other options. They could be Clemson right now. So
oh boy, we'll get in them in just a second. But I want to ask you, they're getting ready to play Florida State, who had a great win against Alabama early. Do you have any idea how good Florida State is yet? I know they play Virginia Friday night. Do you have a pretty good feel? And as that's Kane's next game after this bye week.
Yeah, Joe. I mean, certainly this is not the same team from last year. Is this the same team from, from 2023 when they ran the table before they got to the Orange Bowl? I don't know. I don't think so, but the Alabama win obviously was not a fluke. Alabama, we thought Alabama was left for dead, and then they've been very impressive since then. I think, for Canes fans, if you watch the Alabama-Georgia game this weekend, the better Alabama looks, I think that means the better Florida State is. I think Florida State actually got a real tough test. Friday they play at Virginia. Those are the top two offenses in the ACC. I think this thing goes down to the wire. I think Virginia is vastly underrated. I don't think they're in the caliber of Florida State, but playing on the road, Florida State's had trouble at Virginia historically in the past. I think Florida State's the real deal. And it's funny looking at the different scenarios for the ACC. I know we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but there's a couple of scenarios where you could have three different teams, finish undefeated for the league championship because of the difference in schedules, including Miami. And then obviously you'd have a mess on your hands on who advances to the ACC title game. But, I'm excited to see the Canes, and Seminoles in a couple weeks. And, for me, it'll be like the good old days, when both teams were really at the top of their game and among the elite of college football.
So the other school is the one that's now 1-3, and that is Florida. And I looked at that schedule. Holy crap. Texas, Texas A&M, Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Florida State. They got a tough one. What happens there, boy? I tell you what, that offense, I had no idea it was going to look that bad. I mean, it truly. And that quarterback who looked so promising at the end of last year looked so bad, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's really, you know, there's a lot of these so-called experts that rated quarterbacks in the summer. And a lot of folks had DJ Lagway as top quarterback in the country. Now, you know, it's not all his fault for what's going on, but something's going on there. I mean, they, you know, basically they're almost shut out against Miami, which, by the way, Florida has the NCAA record, you know, for consecutive game scoring. So that almost ended. And then obviously the LSU game, you know, five interceptions, something's not going right. And they're the second worst offense in the SEC. Only South Carolina's worse, and maybe that's a coincidence or not, but former NFL assistant Mike Shula is now their offensive coordinator.
Oh boy.
So, you know, who knows what's going on there. Yeah. But yeah, it's Florida's defense, you know, look, if they had any kind of offense, you know, I don't think they'd be in this position. I think the defense is played really well. Yes. I think they held up as long as they could against Miami. But when you can't get anything offensively, you just can't win. I mean, they held LSU to 13 points. The defense didn't give up the pick six. They held USF to, you know, one touchdown and some field goals. You know, they held Miami below their season average. So the defense has not been the issue, but you're right. There's some major issues going on offensively. And that's what's most frustrating for Florida fans, because that's supposed to be the expertise of Billy Napier. And that certainly has not panned out so far this season. And, you know, everyone's like, when's Florida going to pull the trigger? When are they going to pull the trigger? You know, I don't know when they will. And, you know, the good news or bad news about the remaining schedule is, for everyone that wants to get rid of them now because of the remaining schedule, what happens if, you know, I know this is fantasy land, but what happens if they win, you know, six of their final eight games or something crazy like that? Then there's a different conversation. So, you know, the good or bad news is that Napier can dig himself out of this hole, or it's just going to get deeper, but it'll be pretty clear, I think, in the next few weeks.
All right. So, had a chance to watch that Clemson Syracuse game, and I'm shocked that Clemson, speaking of Klubnik, speaking of quarterbacks, does not look like a first round pick at all. No sign of it. And Dabo Swinney, who's been fighting this new, as you know, transfer portal for a long time. I think he's only got three or four guys on it from last year. What's going to happen there? Now, I don't think he's in any kind of trouble with the job, but boy, just to see how bad they look and as good as they've been for so long.
Yeah, that's really surprising. And, you know, Joe, I said earlier about, you know, the so-called expert Ted Lagway, the best quarterback. There's a lot of people. Fortunately, I make a lot of bad picks, but I didn't make this one. A lot of people that are really smart had Clemson as their national title winner, you know, not just getting to the playoff, but winning the national championship before the season started. And now they're, you know, I guess mathematically they can get to the playoff. They would obviously have to win the ACC. They would need a lot of, you know, chaos ahead of them to even get in the ACC title game. But yeah, they're looking at 1-3. You know, they still got Florida State. At Louisville is not going to be easy. And then at South Carolina at the end of the year. So this, you know, record-wise, this could be the worst record for Dabo in a long, long time. And yeah, I want to be clear. He is not on the hot seat. He's under no pressure to get fired or run out. But as you can tell from his press conferences, he's very frustrated by what's going on. I mean, the talent they have does not equal a 1-3 record. And, you know, you can excuse the LSU loss, but then, you know, the Georgia Tech loss is not good. And then Syracuse, that's the real head scratcher, because Syracuse is not that good. And they just basically went up and down the field on him. Clemson was not prepared. Syracuse is recovering an onside kick. And then the actual game they won was against Troy, and they looked lackluster for three quarters in that game. probably could have, should have lost that game. So you think it's crazy now. What if they would have started 0-4?
So I got to ask you, Dabo, do they have money at that school? They have NIL money, right? They're not, I'm guessing they spend pretty good money.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Knowing their coaching staff, they do. That school's not lacking for NIL money, is it? Is that a Dabo Swinney decision?
They've got it. Dabo has been, hesitant as far as the transfer portal, which is different. But no, they've got it. I mean, everybody's got different degrees. A lot of these numbers people throw out on how much kids are getting paid, I'd say all of it's bogus. Everybody's floating, wrong numbers to try to get somebody else a better deal or to try to make their situation look better or make another school situation look worse. But no, they're doing okay. And then, with the new revenue share, the way they'll break up the conference revenue within the ACC, a lot of that's based on TV ratings. And obviously, Miami will benefit from that. Clemson will be one of the benefactors of that. But no, it's not like they're not they're not on board with this. They're just, again, everyone going into the season thought they had the talent. They had returning talent, Mitch and Klubnik at quarterback. Just something's not going right. It's happened with other teams. We think just because you return X number of players, you're going to be that good. And it's not that simple.
No, you're right. Hey, so a great story from a kid from down here. This Fernando Mendoza story, former Cal quarterback now at Indiana, one of the front runners for the Heisman Trophy right now. Man, he's just gotten so much better. He's a walk-on at Cal just a few years ago, a smart kid and wanted to go and play and thought Berkeley would be the place to go. And now talking about him potentially being a high draft pick.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I've been very critical of Indiana's schedule, the non-conference schedule, and they played, three little sisters of the poor. But my gosh, what they did against Illinois, that was almost, I thought the cops were going to come in. It was criminal. How bad it was. And Fernando's like 21 of 23. That's great when you're practicing against air and, five touchdown passes, just incredible. And he's gone from probably, I don't know what it's for the season, probably he was 100-1, something like that for the Heisman. Now he's a favorite. That is very, very fluid though. It changes week to week. Indiana, like last year, they've got two big games in the Big Ten season. They've got at Oregon in a few weeks. And then in November, they go at Penn State. Even if they lose those two games, the rest of the schedule looks very manageable, very winnable. And then you'd have Fernando and the Hoosiers at 10-2 and probably headed to another college football playoff. And that's why a lot of people, even though as well as Indiana did last year, they thought the addition of Fernando would actually be an improvement at the quarterback position. And so far, so good. The kids look incredible.
Hey, before I let you go, we've talked a lot about the SEC. We're down here in SEC country. A lot of Florida Gator fans down here. Our kids have gone to school there. I'm curious, what's the best school for you right now in the SEC? If I said you had to pick one, who would be looks to be the best so far?
Gosh. I'd cop out and I'd say the winner of Georgia, Alabama, but since they haven't played yet, I'd say Georgia, and then I'd say an outside chance of somebody else. Keep your eye on Ole Miss. This may be a legit team with Kiffin. You know, if he can avoid the upset losses like he did last year against Kentucky and Florida. You know, they lost their starting quarterback, and then the backup comes in, and he's actually performed better than the starter, Trinidad at quarterback. So, but I think right now I would give Georgia the edge. Yeah. Ask me after Saturday. I may have a different answer.
Yeah. Hey, Brett, thank you so much, man. I know you're super busy. I appreciate you coming on, finding time for us here in South Florida. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider on 3 Sports. Joining us this morning, talk a little bit about college football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.